At the DoubleTree Hotel on the South Bank of Jacksonville, more than 100 people are getting settled at round tables. It's day one of the action camp called Zero 2016. The goal is to get the homeless veteran population down to functional zero by December.
Functional zero means we will get homelessness in for veterans down to such a low level that we will be able to identify and assist any veteran household that has a housing crisis within 30 days.
Don Gilman is CEO of Changing Homelessness in Jacksonville.
And the next goal will be chronic homelessness.
The plan is to get chronically homeless people under roofs by 2017. Lisa Kaufman is leading the two-day camp. She says by Friday night, people will have a plan for reaching the goals.
Know where you're going. Here's what'll get you there. And then experiment. Try it. If it works, you know, expand it. If it doesn't, you haven't lost anything because you've done it quickly.
And Kaufman says it's important for the community to be on board.
If you're not convinced that it's, you know, that it's a moral issue and it's the right thing to do, then look at it from a financial issue. It's about $20,000 a year less expensive to have someone in housing in Jacksonville than it is to leave them on the street.
While Jacksonville is making progress toward housing its homeless veterans, the number of children living homeless in the city is on the rise. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.